Well, we are very excited to have the one and only Joseph Sikora, a.k.a. Tommy, from Australia's Favourite Power, on the line. Hello, mate.
Hey, doing great. Great to be part of the show.
Most people now, when they see you in the street, would probably have a pang of fear in their stomach because they'd be like, oh, when's the last time you murdered somebody? So is there a big divide between, you know, the person you are and this crazy-ass character that you play?
Tommy is just a human being, and I think that if you just play Tommy for some of the more exhilaratory bits of murder or whatever, I think that people can't relate to that person because that's not human. The reason that the Tommy Egan character resonates with people is at the base, he's human just like all of us. But I love playing Tommy. He's one of my more favorite characters I've ever played, for sure.
So cool. And do you guys have fun on set? I mean, these would be long filming days and some, you know, lots of choreography in what you're doing, having to remember how to, you know, do the scene to make it believable.
Yeah, I think that at best, you can always have a good time at work when everybody respects the job they're doing and kind of like respects everybody's space and who they are. And also when you have fun with the crew, I think that knowing that we're telling a story and having fun and telling a story and nobody's trying to pull rank and attitude, which I think you know as well as I do, happens. But working with Omari Hardwick and greats like Lila Lauren and Turi Naughton makes for a great, incredibly progressive day.
So cool. Now, I do want to talk about one specific person on screen and off screen. Now, me, I'm joined right now by Violet, my producer, my best friend, who's on the call. Now, she is the world's biggest Power fan and also the world's biggest 50 Cent fan. She is obsessed with 50. Now, Violet is convinced that she spoke to him, and we're all like, you didn't say anything. You just stood there like a stunned mullet.
The presence was that consuming. The presence of Curtis 50 Cent Jackson III was all-consuming.
Yes, Violet's here. I'll let her respond.
Till this day, Joseph, I still believe that I did say, what's up, Finn? Like,
you know, he's a really accessible guy, Violet. I would have to tell you you're probably going to be disappointed to hear that he is really an accessible guy who would have been absolutely happy to give you a squeeze and a smile and say, what's up, back.
Do you remember the first time you met him, Joseph?
I got the same way when I met Mary J. Blige.
Oh! Okay, you got good taste in music, Joseph. You can stay. Do you remember the first time you met him?
Yeah, I do remember. The first time I met Fifth was at the G-Unit offices before they moved, and I was with Omari, who plays, you know, Omari Hardwick, who plays Ghost on the show, and Fifth gave us both a hug and said, hey, guys, we're going to make something incredible. And I was like, I couldn't believe that somebody, you know, that with the perception, not only a perception of tough, but that kind of a mogul was humble enough to give at least an unknown actor on my part, even though I've been at it a long time, you know, a hug and tell me, you know, you're the guy for the job. And like, you're going to be amazing. And Fifth has always had my back every step of the way. So I've been very appreciative.
You made the internet blow up this week with that Instagram of that cap, Joseph. The Tommy season one.
Hey.
Please explain, mate. What's going on there?
Well, it was a very simple explanation of put on a cap that the audience responded to and is starting to say, hey, what's up with that? We want more information. But I'm not, you know, I can't say anything else. I'll let other people speak.
Oh, I've got Violet on. Violet, what is your dream?
No.
What do you want this to mean?
No, because I do know that there is going to be a Power spin-off. So the dream would be that you're obviously in that.
You've got to be in the spin-off, or you've got to have your own second spin-off.
Man, I like the sound of the latter one better to me.
Yes!
We can executive produce that.
Yes.
We absolutely
we've
can
met
do
50
that.
Cent. We're pretty much the same as 50. I mean, come on, Joseph. Give two gals from Australia a try.
Try to pull this through.
We gotta
push this through together. And then we got to make my plans for my Australian tour.
Yes. Well, we'll film some of it in Australia. How about you bring, you know, like from New York to Bondi Beach. You can still make a badass show in Bondi Beach,
that
Joseph.
That sounds amazing. It'll be me. I'll have my connect, Jai Courtney, over there in Sydney. And we'll get it going.
Viola's next to me, and I promised her that I would let her, as the world's biggest Power fan, ask some burning questions on behalf of the hardcore Power fans of Australia. So sexy, Vi-Vi.
So the one question I am going to ask you is, why do you think Tommy let Tasha go? Like, why do you think he didn't shoot her then and there?
How I played it was, is because Tommy loves Tariq. It wasn't about Tasha. If it was just Tasha, Tasha would have been dead. I think that kind of tying it back to why Tommy didn't throw Tariq off the roof was, he was saying, I got to leave you, not because I don't want to help you, not because I hate you, but because I love you. And if I stay here, I'll have to kill you, because that's the rules. Yeah. And the only thing that I think Tommy loves above and beyond anything else is the street.
Okay, wow, beautiful. That's good. Tariq has turned into such a little shit, though. Like, I was so angry. I was like, what do you mean?
Yo, Sexy Violet, take it easy. You have to get a break, will you?
She needs to have a nap. I have one question. The scene, the emotional scene where Violet, she'll cry if I even bring it up, where we say goodbye to Ghost. How long did that take to film? And how many times did you have to do that scene?
You know, we actually didn't do it a ton of times. You know, I'll give the director, Hernan Otaño, credit for how he filmed that. That was a lot of real and quite easy emotion. I'm sure everybody can understand. Like, when you're playing, you know, Omari and I get along great. So, that was easy. And we didn't do it that long, maybe 3 hours, which is really bad for a scene.
Yeah, it just came out of you. That makes sense. That makes sense, Joseph.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to let you go, my friend. But you know what? We are so excited for Tommy Season 1 Bondi Beach Edition. We'll see you in Australia soon, Joseph.
Yeah. Good on you. Good day. we got to toss the strip on the Barbie down under. Man.
Jai has taught you well, Joseph. Thank you so much. You are a darling. Come visit soon.
Thank you, guys.